I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
Today, if you want to know what the Quran says, you just pick up your iPhone. If you want to look at the traditions and the hadith, see how Muhammad lived, the battles that he fought, pick up your phone. Go online. And because of that accessibility, I don't think this is going to end anytime soon. So what's happening, and here's why I think we're seeing such an increase in radicalization, and why we're seeing an increase also in people leaving Islam at unprecedented numbers. I think they're both derived from the same phenomenon, which is that Muslims are being taught Islam is like this, and then they're given their traditional teaching of Islam, whatever that might be. In my case, I was from the Ahmadi sect of Islam. Some people might come from more peaceful, more violent sects, what have you. They're told whatever they're told in their mosques by their leaders and by their elders. But when they're confronted with the reality of Islam, when they read the Quran or they read the traditions of Muhammad's life, and they're confronted with the reality, they reach a trifold fork in the road, and they have to make a decision. They think, either I have to be nominal, either I have to start ignoring my Islamic faith because I don't want to follow the stuff that I'm seeing in the Quran and the Hadith, so maybe I'll just be nominal. Or they think, I'm going to become an apostate. I'm going to leave Islam. I can't follow this anymore. And that's what happened to me. I saw these traditions, and I said, there's no way I can follow this. Or there's the third route, which is to become radicalized, to say, okay, I see these traditions, I now know what Muhammad actually taught, what the Quran actually teaches, and I want to follow it so that I can be a good Muslim. And these people are usually teenagers who are passionate for their faith. They're people who really believe in their tradition and their culture. So I actually feel for them. I mean, we cast them as terrorists, and what they do is evil. But usually these are teenage boys who've just been passionate about God. And so what I think, nominal Muslims are going to have a very difficult time changing their minds, because what are they going to say? Follow Islam, but not really? What's going to have to happen is they're either going to have to reimagine Islam from the inside out, which you have progressive Muslims who are trying to do that, thought leaders in progressive scholarly circles who are trying to do that, but it's not working. Or you're going to have Muslims who say, well, don't read these sources yourself. Go to the scholars. Go to your traditional schools and learn from them. And in fact, here at Oxford the other day, I attended a meeting where a Muslim scholar was saying exactly that. He was telling Muslims, don't read the sources yourselves. You won't understand them. The problem is they will understand them, is the issue. The real answer, I think, will have to come from the outside. It'll have to come from probably Christians who are willing to love people who could be their enemies, and introduce them to a better way, introduce them to the gospel. That's what I think is going to have to happen.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.